Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
So thousands of government, news, and social media websites across the globe came back online after getting hit by, what was it called? A widespread hour-long outage linked to the U.S.-based cloud company, so-and-so, high-traffic sites like Reddit, which I don't even go to. Amazon, now you're messing with power. CNN, PayPal, Spotify, all getting messed up yesterday.
I don't know, man. Reddit has some power. They're the ones who, like, tracked that Boston Marathon bomber guy and found him hiding in a boat in somebody's backyard. That was Reddit.
Don't we have the CIA, the FBI, and the BBC, and
here's
the BB King, Doris Day, dig it? I mean, don't we have all that stuff?
Here's the thing. That was Reddit. That was, like, Reddit basically live following the action, dare I call it action, because it wasn't really, it was horrible.
But Reddit went down.
I know it did, because I am on Reddit. And
I didn't even notice. The New York Times went down. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know. Reddit's the front page of the internet, man. If you want to find something out, you go to Reddit. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, but when it started, it was all just a bunch of people BSing. Now it's become that powerful?
Reddit has been pretty powerful for about the past decade.
I don't think so.
Yes, absolutely. Reddit and Twitter.
They used to tell you to stay away from Reddit because it was a rabbit hole where you end up reading weird things when you started.
That's me. I told you to stay away from Reddit.
You didn't want me to go down
that rabbit hole and then you will never return. There are just some things that people post on Reddit. I'm scared to post on Reddit because, like, they'll attack you just like Twitter. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's a scary place. So I'm a lurker. That's what they call it on Reddit.
You lurk.
I have an account. I like to save things. I like to follow certain subreddits, but I don't interact ever because it is a scary place.
Wow.
I'm serious.
I think the whole damn internet is scary now. I was off Facebook until after the whatever we called that last debacle. Oh, it was an election. Yeah, that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just, because sure. You could have said good morning to somebody and somebody would have said, well, that sounds like you're a liberal. No, I was saying good morning. Leave me alone. So I'm finally back on the book of faces. But the point here is all these other things went down. And the only thing that bothered me was PayPal. I was like, thank goodness I wasn't ordering shoes.
Listen, this new phone has revolutionized your life because not only can you now, like, post a selfie on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, like I want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, though, you have linked your PayPal account and now you can purchase whatever you want with the click of a button, which is dangerous.
And I could check scores because I'm a sports freak. I could go to Facebook in a split second now, which is what you do a million times a day. Mm-hmm. I could do that now. And I find myself doing it, and I'm like, what are you doing? Just stop.
Well, that's why you have to set your app limits like I do. I'm serious. Like, I only have it pretty much turned on during the morning show and for about an hour or so afterwards. And then after that, I turn it off.
Well, thank goodness some of my apps weren't Reddit, Amazon, CNN, Spotify, New York Times, some media company I never heard of, and a lot more. I mean, it's just, here's my point. It went down yesterday. I didn't even notice. I read about it this morning. I was like, oh?
Here's the thing. I was able to buy stuff on Amazon perfectly fine yesterday.
It did come back up yesterday, you must have missed that.
I probably missed the window.
Oh, well. Things are going on everywhere. Hey, coming up, Jimmy Fallon has a late night soundbite. Now there's a salmonella thing going around.
That goes right along with our hair question from yesterday, sending the soup back or not, which, I mean, people continue to comment on. We should revisit this.
We should revisit it coming up next.
A couple of people who work in the restaurant industry commented, and they're great comments.
I want to hear those unless we get hacked. We'll do it next.
I don't think we're getting hacked. No one cares. We're not
going to
get hacked.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
News is coming up next. We got to do an update on our Facebook topic yesterday, which sometimes blows up after we get off the air.
It does. And people were very specific in how they would handle
Yeah, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You get food at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and there's a hair in it. What do you do? I mean, it used to be send it back, yes or no, but no. Now, what do you do? Because there's so many options.
There really are, and most people were saying send it back and send it back politely.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. Somebody's going to hawk a luger in that
you
thing.
You think? Does that really happen?
Terrible things happen in restaurant kitchens.
Really?
My aunt ran a kitchen for a long time, and okay. she said the worst thing you can ever do is send your food back. Because they'll fix whatever you want, but they'll break something else. Let's just put it that way.
It's oh, gross. Man.
It's just gross. So, anyway, Murphy thinks it's gross, too.
Murph does think it's gross.
He just finished his breakfast, by the way. But, yeah.
I forgot to put the gate back up.
So we walked out. That's
He's
okay.
in the building somewhere. Okay.
Maybe he'll bite the boss. That'll
yeah,
be
we'll
fun.
See. We'll see.
Okay.
Either way, so a couple of people who work in the restaurant industry commented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said, just quietly send it back politely. That's the best thing you can do if you're super grossed out. However, most of them commented, yeah, but I have like 3 dogs and 3 kids and whatever, so that's normal.
So your food at home has hair in it? You might as well, yeah.
I like this person, though. It depends. If it's embedded in the food, embedded. For example, like inside of a burger
like
patty.
Like it was cooked inside.
Like it was cooked inside.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. But if it was just like on Good top, point. Pull it out and move on.
Good point. Okay.
Remove the hair without much ado. Continue eating with possible.
Okay.
Most people, there are a couple of hairdressers who were like, listen, we've eaten hair. It's fine. Yeah, you won't
that.
Die.
I love that.
Lots of people are saying, well, I don't know. There's a story. Okay, so I had to scroll way down for this one.
Okay.
And this person says, I was once served fried haddock at a restaurant. Now, this was on a first date. We were out on a bike ride with friends. Okay. It had a hair in it.
Okay.
I sent it back. The waitress took it back, came back out without the food, and said that the chef wanted to ask me if I actually wanted the hair removed or not.
What? Why was it sent back, buddy? Come on now.
Come on now. Either way.
I love your responses, people.
Thank you for participating. I love it. I love it. Lots of people continued commenting all throughout the day yesterday, and this is what I love about our listeners.
Uh-huh.
They pay attention and then they head to social media. It's fantastic.
That's what it's all about. News is coming up next and the rest of that.
That's right. Sports AccuWeather on the way. Another sticky day. We'll hear from Steve.
What a personality.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Viral comedy. No, this is not our quest for the castle winner. She didn't go yet. But a former Disney worker shared her story on the dumbest thing that ever happened to her while working at Disney. Some people think,
listen,
the magic of Disney.
It is a well-oiled machine. I was lucky enough to do a couple of backstage tours as a kid and go into the tunnel system that runs beneath all of the parks. Seriously.
Yeah, but we're talking about just stupid customers.
Oh.
Or don't you call them customers? Guests.
Guests.
Guest relations.
I think
whatever
guests.
You want to call it. You know? Like, some people think the magic of Disney means...
Well,
everything.
You're not a worker. You're a cast member at Disney.
Even if you're just, like, making French fries?
Yes, that is correct.
That's stupid.
No, it's not. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, speaking of stupid, some people took Disney's Magical Express service a little bit too far.
I worked for Disney World as a CP in Bell Services at one of the resorts. I once had a guest come up to me who had been checked in for hours and they still hadn't received their luggage to the room and they were using Disney's Magical Express service. We were trying to track down their luggage and we couldn't find it anywhere in our system. So we finally asked the guest where they left their luggage. They told us that they left it on their front porch of their home because they thought the service was magical.
What?
As if there's a magical bus that goes around all over the world and just picks up people's luggage and sends it to Disney World. That's a 100% true story.
There it is. And there it is.
Oh my gosh. It's like the night bus in Harry Potter. All you have to do is stick out your wand and it magically arrives.
That's probably what they thought. Wow.
Yeah, no, you're going to need to get that luggage on a plane. Or put it in your car.
Guess what? Disney's Magical Express doesn't start until you get to Disney, ladies.
Now,
and
I will say that you'll never see anyone picking up trash at Disney.
Oh?
Because they don't have, like, you know how there's, like, a little trash buggy at most parks that goes around and collects the trash? Like, it's two dudes and...
We have the seven dwarfs for that now?
It's actually a suction system. And then that way you never see anyone collecting the trash. There are people cleaning it up if there's something dropped.
A suction system.
Yep, underneath each trash can. Sucks it away. It's unbelievable.
That right there is the magic of Disney. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Let's go shoe shopping.
Things are getting back to normal. Or are they? Placed precariously on the sole of the original trademark rubber clog. Stiletto Crocs. Stiletto Crocs. Now overpriced, threatening ankles, and keeping podiatrists in business.
Oh, look out!
Your own risk.
No.
Jimmy Fallon will talk about it next hour in a late night soundbite. You pulled them up $800 a piece.
Well, see, it's Balenciaga, and they were the ones who sold the platform Crocs a few years ago that cost $850.
Yeah.
This is going to be part of their spring collection for 2022. I can only imagine the price that they're going to be. Do you remember Mean Girls, that movie?
Yeah.
And you know how Regina George was like, nothing is fetch. Fetch is never going to happen.
Right.
Can we stop trying? Like, stop trying to make fetch happen. Do you remember that moment in Mean Girls?
Yeah.
We're going to need to apply that to these Crocs.
Will they sell, though? I mean, who will buy them?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
The Kanye's and the Kim's family of the world. Which, it's not even cute. Crocs, if you love Crocs, you do you, boo, right? Because there are some diehard Croc people out there.
Yeah.
Whatever. They are great knockaround shoes. You wear them in the garden. You wear them in the house. Dare I say, you wear them to work. They make the medical kind now that have reinforced toes. Cool.
That's important.
No problem.
I'm okay looking at the medical kind.
You
want to
put your little gibbets on there, the cute little decorations, whatever.
Anything else, they're
amazing.
Ugly.
Amazing.
They're butt ugly.
This $850 BS. It looks like they took the Croc, they made it for Barbie.
Okay.
And then they put like a tent leg on it. Do you know like a pop-up tent? Yeah. It looks like a tent leg.
A tent leg on it. Not a stiletto, a tent leg.
So just like fetch, stiletto Crocs are never going to happen. The answer is no.
Okay. News is next.
Sports, AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning wearing no Crocs or stilettos on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Yesterday, we traveled down Herndon Way when we talk about the best dad Yeti. Matt talked about his dad, Carl. This is a pretty cool thing, what we're doing through Brewers Outlet. Some lucky dad's going to win a big Yeti stuffed with prizes. All you have to do is tell us a good dad story.
That's right. We want you to call in when we cue you and tell us why your dad is the best dad Yeti, what makes him awesome, numero uno, the best of the best, and of course, that Yeti cooler, a big one too, the Tundra, right?
Yeah, the Tundra. It's a Yeti Tundra.
Right? It's filled with all kinds of stuff, including gift certificates from Brewers Outlet, Penn's Tavern, Mertz Meats, Papa John's.
Retro!
Ultimate Express Car Wash, a bunch of realtors. It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, it's got great stuff. And you know, what did you say? We have to wait till we cue them or something?
Cue to call.
Oh, does that sound like this?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call now.
1-800-326-94KX.
Let's take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. Tell us why your dad is the best dad Yeti to get him qualified for an awesome prize from Brewers Outlet. Good luck.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way. They were adventurous yesterday. They made it a little bigger on my screen, but I don't think it's that much bigger. I'm an old man. I wear bifocals.
I don't know what's going on with the email.
Yeah, we're having
with all of the things. Like, I don't know what's happening right now.
You know what? And we can't even stall by doing musical birthdays because there's only one. Do you remember the band Muse?
I do indeed. I like Muse a lot, actually.
You probably wouldn't recognize the name Matthew Bellamy.
I would.
You know the
because,
Ben
because member? I like Muse
you,
a lot.
You,
as
you
does
have
my
the
husband.
Poster on your wall?
As does my husband, as does my friend Benoit. We all love Muse, seriously.
Wow. So you're the people.
Yes.
Because we were trying to find whoever it was in the country that actually liked them that much. But yes, if you remember the band Muse, Matthew Bellamy is 43 years old today, the founder of the band. Also, the baby daddy of one of Kate Hudson's kids.
That is correct. Another reason why I know him, because I follow Kate Hudson on all the social medias, but Matthew Bellamy is like a good-looking Brit.
Okay.
He is.
Ladies, Google it now and see if you agree with Laura.
He's very like British dapper.
Okay.
I also like his singing voice.
Uh-huh.
He had like funky, I've seen Muse in concert a couple of times.
You did?
Yes, I'm serious. I really like Muse.
Wow.
But he has like in a very eccentric stage persona.
Well.
Their concerts, yeah. It's groovy, man.
I'm kind of feeling it now. Yeah, okay. His dad, by the way, was George Bellamy. He was a 60s rocker, British rocker. So that's kind of cool, too, is that music runs in the family. But that's the only musical birthday today, and I almost didn't even bring it up. I'm glad I did, Laura.
Yeah, we can't really sing Muse.
No, but I mean, you love them so much, then that's cool. So it is time now for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Ange Stover from Mifflinburg is 41 today. Happy birthday.
A very happy birthday to Barbara Lagerman from Trevorton turns 59 today.
Cassandra O'Lear from Mount Carmel, 32.
Dave Klinger from Sealands Grove turns nifty 50.
Happy birthday to John Stone from Paxinus. He's 41.
Joseph Zetz turns 47 today.
Happy birthday to Katie Weeder. She's from Mifflinburg, 46.
Kendra Belger from Sunbury turns 43.
Happy birthday, Larry Bainbridge from Augustaville, 41.
Lindsay McGuire from Dillsburg turns 30.
Meros Durup is 58 today. Mary Rose, happy birthday. I'd love that name, Mary Rose.
Mary Rose, all one
is
word.
Is it two words? No, it's one word.
It's one. Mary Rose.
I like that.
Paula Thornton from Middleburg turns 44. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Tammy Craven, 56.
A very happy birthday to Tanya Young from Sunbury, 35 today.
Can't find anything on the text club. And that social media thing you do so well.
Double checking the old book of faces, and I am not seeing anything on there today.
Wow. But you know, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us, keyword birthday to 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Speaking of birthdays, having a baby is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you have 10 at the same time?
Wait.
10 babies.
Are you a Labrador?
No, it really happened. We'll talk about it coming up, but
news is
next.
What do you call that? Because, like,
yeah, they got a word for all of it.
Like the Octomom, do you remember her?
Yeah, yeah.
What's 10? I know it's probably...
Too many.
Deca something?
Too many...
10 babies?
Too many triplets. That's what it's called.
Too many triplets. Okay, sounds good.
News is next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Hey, you know, some of the guests that were staying in my house from Texas last week, the one couple had 5 kids, and
yeah.
I thought it was adorable.
It's a bunch.
You don't see families like that anymore with, like,
no.
5, 6 kids like
yeah,
you
big
used
families
to.
Are kind of a thing of the past anymore. Mm-hmm. If somebody has 3 kids, you're like, oh, wow, lots of kids. But then if somebody has 6, you're like, wait, what? Yeah, but
people,
I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
I guess this is what some people shoot for. They have one kid, right? They have one baby. It's a boy. So a couple of years later, they have another one, and they cross their fingers that it's a girl. And then if it is, you got one of each, and you're good.
Perfect.
I guess that's how some people think. Now, myself, back when I was married, you didn't know I was married.
Oh,
right?
You were?
Yeah, a long time ago.
You were married once?
Yeah.
Who knew? Wow.
I had 3 daughters, and people would always say, oh, you keep trying for a boy, huh? I'd say, well, first of all,
no.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah, no.
Don't say that to
rude
me.
To my girls.
But everybody thought, like, once you start having... So this couple that was staying at my house with 5 kids, girl, boy, mix, they were just adorable.
That's awesome.
Now, imagine having... We were peeking on this. 9. Well, this lady in South Africa is claiming to have broken the Guinness Book. She gave birth to 10 babies in one pregnancy.
It's been reported. It has not yet been confirmed.
Yeah, now that's
by interesting. Doctors and or the Guinness Book of World Records, because right. This could be a world record. Interestingly enough, when you go to the article, a month ago, a woman in Morocco gave birth to 9 babies.
So this lady already says, well, that's great, Morocco, but I'm in South Africa and I got 10. I mean, wow.
Both cases, doctors told each woman that they were expecting insert different number here. So, for example, woman in Morocco, they were like, oh, you're expecting 6. Only come to find out that they revised the figure after an ultrasound and scans and everything to 8. And then she gave birth to 9.
Unbelievable.
Lady in South Africa, okay. Same thing. They were like, oh, okay, you're going to give birth to 8.
Okay.
They did not revise, and she gave birth to 10.
It's like an episode of The Simpsons, remember?
My sweet husband, say hello to your firstborn child.
Ooh. You shall be the jewel of our lives.
Oh, now say hello to your other 7 children.
What?
Remember that episode of The Simpsons?
I do, when they had the octuplets.
Oh, man. So, hey, good luck to this woman. Not so much in making the Guinness Book, but raising 10 kids at once.
I don't know. Here's the thing. The parents and all the news interviews. I'm on the Mirror, which is a United Kingdom newspaper site. Uh-huh. Everyone described themselves as happy and emotional. Now, of course, the babies, it's a high-risk pregnancy.
Yes.
Whenever you have multiples. And I guess the kiddos are going to spend some time in their little incubators. Just making sure everybody's A-okay, because they did deliver via C-section at about 29 weeks. So that's early.
Yeah, and they're small little babies.
They're little guys, yeah.
Yeah, so good luck to that. I mean, wow, picture them as like toddlers and it's dinner time. Susie, Bobby, what's your name again? And the rest of you, get in here. It's dinner time.
Wow.
And the rest of you. I don't even know what your names are.
10 babies. That is a lot of babies.
You keep looking at the pictures there.
That's a lot. It's too much.
Hey, coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning. Do you have doggy wake-up words? We'll check them on the way next.
we have doggy go-to-sleep words. My dogs know when I say, hey, puppy night-nights, and go night-nights.
Wake-up words with viral comedy.
Coming up next, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Working our way toward the 8 o'clock news. We've talked about it before that I am type 2 diabetic, so every few hours I have to eat something like a piece of fruit. Murphy, the morning show dog, was looking at me since 7 a.m. going, hey.
Hello, eat your banana.
Like it has to be a benchmark on the show or
it
something.
Is.
So I just ate it while you heard that last song, and he shares it with me, which is pretty cool. You're having some fresh strawberries right now.
I am from my CSA. They're look, they're so perfect.
They're tiny little things.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Would you like one?
I'll try one, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're having our little good-for-you snack that controls
indeed.
My blood sugar. But I swear, he knows the word banana.
He knows banana. Okay. He knows that you typically eat it about
7-ish,
7:15.
Not today. We're running late on the
running
banana.
Running a little late. So it's funny because he kept coming over to check on you.
Yeah.
And he's here waiting for a straw. He loves fruit. He loves clementines, green beans, bananas, strawberries. Like the
That's
dog
great.
Does eat. A variety of things.
Now, are there words that your dogs, other words, like not food, are there words they recognize that you can't even say to Murph right now because he'll go...
No, he would go nuts and he would be barking.
Like what?
F-A-R-M.
Oh, because you have horses there and you guys go for walks. You and your
husband. We do. They love to be off leash up there. Because of MacGyver's surgery, we haven't been taking them the past 2 weeks because he still has his stitches, so he has to be on leash. So we've just been going on short little walks.
But if you accidentally said that word out loud right now.
He would start to go nuts.
Yeah. See, I think that's cool. Dogs are so. We should ask people if their dog has. Is there a certain word that you can't say in front of your dog? Can we put that?
Put that on social media. You know, I'll stick a picture of Murph.
There you go. Good
hanging
idea.
Hanging out here in the studio with us.
All right.
And then we'll ask the audience, what words can you not say around your dog? Unless you're
until
prepared.
Until it's time.
Like, until it's time. Unless
until
you're prepared
time.
To say them.
Now, our viral comedy that kind of goes with this, this guy knows that the word chicken will wake up his dog. If his dog's sleeping or if his dog is just plain ignoring him. The magic word is chicken. He could say anything else.
You can see she's sleeping peacefully, and I can say just about anything except if I say the word C-H-I-C-K-E-N.
He spelled it too.
She will wake up. Anything else I say, she's not waking up. Steak, beef, hamburger, bone, dog treat, pretzels. So let's try this out. Chicken.
Oh, that dog is awake and ready to go. I love it. What about your dog? Let us know.
All right, let's try.
The Book of Faces.
Oh, he's going to get ready.
No, you're going to say that word?
Oh, maybe I should. Because we can't G-O to the F-A-R-M because we're here at the studio.
That's right. N-E-W-S is next.
Along with S-P-O-R-T-S.
And?
AccuWeather.
Okay, good. Tom and Laura in the morning.
And Murph on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX. You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
It seems like people were very, very busy learning things during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So graduating from high school, college, getting a master's degree. Okay. Well, a Canadian dog named Rogan is gaining a ton of notoriety for his paintings that he learned how to paint. Now, this is a dog.
A dog learned how to paint.
Take a listen.
All right.
It's very surreal to be talking to people about my painting dog. Like, I'm sending my dog's paintings to Hong Kong. That's very surreal. All the proceeds from Rogan's paintings, we donate to local rescues in southern Alberta. So we've donated just about $6,000 so far since we started painting. Sometimes he shocks me by how quickly he picks things up. It's almost like he's a mind reader.
Rogan? The painting dog.
Yes, Rogan the painting dog. Now, many of the paintings, of course, are abstract. Like, we're not talking the Mona Lisa here.
He's not going to do a self-portrait
but
or anything.
The charity that they're talking about is an awesome charity called Tripaws. And it helps dogs with special needs and other rescues all throughout Southern Canada. So I think it's awesome. I would love to see this pick up as a trend in the United States.
I want to see some video. Does he paint with his tail or does he use his paws?
You know what? The video is really cute. He uses all of the things.
Oh,
seriously.
My.
Picks up a brush with his mouth. It's adorable. Just Google Rogan the painting dog.
All right. That's good news and fun, too.
All right. Up next, this is really, really cool. If you're a car fan, a Honda Civic Type R vehicle.
Okay.
It's a flashy sort of sports model kind of car. Well, a guy on TikTok who collects Hot Wheels saw one of them parked near his place.
Okay.
Has the exact same Hot Wheel in the box in his house. he made this dude's day.
Passed by my house today. So I decided to give him a Hot Wheel of his car.
All right. So in the TikTok video,
takes
the box, sees the guy get out of the car, go to work. So he runs out and puts the Hot Wheels. Yep, there it is. Watch the video.
Okay.
Now, a little bit later, the dude comes back to leave then. Now, watch him. He freaks out.
Oh,
look how
God,
happy
he's jumping up and down. He's like a grown man with a little Hot Wheels car, and he's walking around his own car now.
Yes.
Looking at this Hot Wheels going, this is my car.
The exact same model. Isn't that neat?
You know what? It's neat, it's kind of funny, and it's kind of silly, because I kind of want a black Mustang Hot Wheel, and I can't find one. So I would probably act like that.
There you go. You would jump up and down. So he made this person's day.
That's good news.
And last but not least, a new study found that reading to kids makes them happier. Researchers did it with kiddos in a hospital, found it reduced pain, relieved stress. After someone read to them, their levels of feel-good hormones skyrocketed. So maybe read your kiddos a bedtime story tonight.
Good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Well, we posted something up on Facebook about your dog. We'll get to that in just a bit. Tom and Laura's list today is the top 10 ways we treat our pets better than ourselves.
Hey, you know what? We treat our pets pretty darn good. Murph had two snacks this morning because he got some of yours. He got some of mine. Murphy the Morning Show dog has it made. Everybody's petting him as they walk past the gate.
Pets him through the baby gate we have set up here in the doorway of the studio. Let's take a look at this top 10. Number 10, taking him to the vet for regular checkups when you don't even go to the doctors yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 9, They sleep in bed with us.
No, I hate dogs sleeping in the bed.
Mine do, sorry. Well, they do.
Yeah, okay. Buying new toys. We all love new toys, but we end up buying dog toys.
It's true.
Instead of our own electronics or whatever.
It's true.
Number seven, making sure they have a nice bed or a little sleeping space.
Yeah, they have a like a comfy space to lay down on, including the couch. Murphy has his own pillows. Like, seriously.
How about number six?
Saying I love you.
What, you don't say it to your husband, but you say it to the dog?
I say it to everyone.
Know. There you go.
I say it to all.
Number five, always having their favorite
T-R-E-A-T-S.
Look at him. He's looking
not,
at us.
He's
look at, yeah, look at him.
No,
always having,
okay.
Yeah, always having those handy.
Number four, making sure that their food is healthy, making sure that they stayed a correct weight.
Yes, and we don't do that ourselves. We eat fast food. What are we doing? Number three, feeding them the food they like, even if it's expensive.
Listen, Mackie Doodles is on a special, like a special diet post-surgery.
Okay, mm-hmm. How's he
MacGyver,
doing?
Listen, that dog, that bag of dog food. It's special. It costs like $130.
Holy cow!
I know, and it lasts like not even a month.
Dude, Mac, get well soon, buddy.
I know, right?
You're breaking the bank. All right.
Man.
Number two is kind of funny because I could understand it. Maybe you don't say it to your kids enough, but you're always to your dog.
He's a good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good girl.
Are you
look
good
at
boy?
His tail going now. Yeah, good boy.
Good puppy.
Good boy.
And, a good boy.
And finally, number one, if you have kids and you're not playing with them, but you play with the dog more, you got to make some adjustments.
Do we need to play?
Yeah, now he looks like he wants to.
He does.
Yeah,
what's
happy.
That say? Oh, what else do you need? Oh, yeah? Well, tell us all your problems.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, take it easy. There's On the Mark going on.
I was
going
to say, yeah, there's WKOK. Here's
Uncle Joe will come over and yell at you.
He will come over and yell.
All right. Eagle 107 doesn't mind. They just laugh over there in that studio. They just wave and laugh. I like it. Hey, earlier today we posted the Facebook question. What's that one word you can't say in front of your dog?
The best part is people are commenting and spelling the words.
Yeah.
G-O-W-A-L-K-T-R-E-A-T. C-O-O-K-I-E.
Cookie? You can't say
don't
that.
Don't say it too loud.
No, well, he doesn't.
No, no. His is F-A-R-M.
Yeah.
The other, this is the best one. So thank you, Donna. She said, dog park. But we actually have to spell it out. So we end up saying D-O-G crap. That's park spelled backwards.
because if you go to the dog park, you'll probably find dog crap. But the dog doesn't understand that he's going to the park if you say crap. That's
it's great. Please
Donna,
keep them
great.
Coming, especially if your dog has a specific or very particular word that you can't say, kind of like chicken, like the viral comedy that we talked
about
stuff. Earlier.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, news is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura and Murphy the Morning Show Dog on 94KX.
With no F-A-R-M.
No. Don't say F-A-R-M.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We may have enjoyed that song a little bit too much. I think I threw out my
head. Now, here's the story from Tommy and me. It's time to wash your car. You better listen carefully.
You better go to Ultimate Express. It's the best.
I don't know. Hey, it's a Wednesday of the Wash with 94KX. And I hung out with Butch the other day.
He's the best.
We ended out just sitting in his office.
Cool.
The Sealands Grove location. Say hi to Butch this morning when you get your car washed. And he's the greatest guy. And I found out that the guy in Danville, his name is Bill.
Oh, Bill. Okay.
The guy that always wears the New York Mets hat.
Yes, the Mets ball cap.
Bill. He's a great guy, too.
All right, Bill, cool.
But here's what we want you to do. We want you to become a member of our text club. And then
make sure that you text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. Not only does that get you the $2 off coupon code, so it's not messaged out anymore,
okay.
Right? New text club rules and all that kind of stuff. So anyone can get this keyword. So make sure that you text that keyword, WASH, W-A-S-H. We are spelling things today, to 49330. You'll also be put in the running for a $20 gift card to Ultimate Express Car Wash with three locations, Danville, here on the Strip, and up there in Billtown.
You betcha. And if you want more information, I love their website, washmydirtycar.com.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next, perhaps. Maybe that's why Murphy's barking.
No,
maybe
no,
not. Maybe
girlfriend.
It's the other guests that have stopped by at the end of the show.
Here's the thing. You cannot just come to that gate and not pet him. Now his girlfriend, Mertzi, she left. He wants to go after her, but Bullers is here, and they are nemesis.
Just like Murphy has dumped a lot of guys in the past, Murphy has been dumped like a prom date.
Is that our thought for the day?
Something funny about that, Kevin?
I can't relate to that.
Okay, all right. We have some activity going on here. Chad is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon and our girl Sam Tyler tonight. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
Here's the thing, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. Less than 200 tickets left for Milton Beer Fest.
Wow. Okay.
So, get on it, friends.
And it's Saturday. Get on that thing.
Get on it, friends, right. Because there's not going to be any available at the gate. I can tell you that right now.
There it is.
People are waiting to see the weather. So get your PA, Milton PA Beer Fest tickets now at MiltonPABeerFest.com. It's Wednesday.
And you heard Steve, that ever exciting meteorologist on our show, who said hell's front porch for the next few days.
Yeah, but then, you know what? It might be okay on Saturday. I think it's going to be
nicer.
Here's the thing. My Wednesday thought is it's almost sort of kind of close to just about nearly Beer Fest weekend.
Get your tickets.
And that deserves a Wednesday. Woohoo!
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.